This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join the show. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the Hillary Clinton emails that have been coming out over the last few days from WikiLeaks, obviously a lot of people have been tearing into those. We haven't had a chance to talk much about them. We did announce that they were released, and there have been more released since the first batch.
But there people are tearing through them, and they are finding some very interesting things.
Juicy stuff. So if you found some favorites that you want to share with us, you're welcome to call in. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, Skype in at username lrn.fm. It's Ian and Mark in the studio with you here tonight. There's a pretty big one coming up here that we'll tell you about from actually Salon.com has a story about Saudi Arabia and Qatar apparently supporting ISIS, and the Hillary Clinton folks were well aware of it. We'll get into that here in moments. But, Mark, you and I actually both had the same story tonight, and it's always good to start with those in my experience because we both thought it was worth talking about. And that is from the Washington Post, Christopher Ingram. On any given day in the United States, at least 137,000 people sit behind bars on simple drug possession charges, according to a report released Wednesday by the ACLU and Human Rights Watch. Nearly two-thirds of them are sitting in local jails. The report says that most of these jailed inmates have not been convicted of any crime. They're sitting in a cell, awaiting a day in court, an appearance that may be months or even years off because they can't afford to post bail. And, of course, the war on drugs, which is who we're talking about here, the victims of that war on drugs, these 100-something thousand people, again, that's at any given moment. It's like more than a million people are arrested for drug possession in any given year inside the United States. But, you know, these people are, for the most part, poor people, which is why they can't afford the bail. I mean, if you arrest somebody who's rich, you know, Lindsay Lohan or whoever, she got no problem. She's got multiple attorneys. They're going to post the bail for her. She'll be out within a matter of hours. But the average person, the person who's, let's say, working paycheck to paycheck, you know, they don't have money sitting in the bank just waiting for bailout, you know, bailout money. The average person doesn't plan for this kind of thing. And a lot of people, I don't know if it's the average person, but a lot of people, they don't have money. They don't have savings. A significant chunk of Americans do not have any savings whatsoever. They've got credit card debt.
Yeah, I can't remember what the percentage is, but it's some large percentage of Americans that don't have $1,000 in the bank.
Correct. And so, you know, that's why they sit in jail. And ultimately, a lot of them end up taking plea deals. They end up getting time served or even a sentence beyond that. Quote, it's been 45 years since the war on drugs was declared, and it hasn't been a success.
Yeah, it says here at MarketWatch.com, most Americans have less than $1,000 in savings. Over 20% don't even have a savings account.
I believe it. Rates of drug use
I have a savings account.
I do not have one either of checking.
What's the point of a savings account? So that you can get that whopping 0.85% interest or something?
That's an excellent question. It does appear to be a relic of days in which you could get higher interest rates for that kind of thing.
I remember
that was
getting, I think it was 5.5%
on savings
on my checking account.
On checking?
Maybe it was a savings. On certainly an account that I had at.
Wow.
I think it was Suncoast Credit Union or Coastal.
When the hell was that?
That was Coastal Savings and Loan before the savings and loan crisis. Well, this is when I was in high school, dude. You were
Because I was going to say in the 90s.
You weren't old enough to ride a bike.
Right. I remember in the 90s, I had a CD at one point at the bank, and I think it was getting like 5% on CD.
Yeah. CD's pretty good. That's pretty good.
So
wish you could get that now.
Yeah. So it seems like a savings account is a relic of that past era, because right now you're not going to get jack on any kind of bank account as far as any interest rate is concerned. So there really is no perk or benefit to having a savings account. I mean, ultimately, you can't cut a check out of it. You can't even move money out of it electronically more than six times in a one-month time frame. There's a federal limitation on how savings accounts can be used. So,
of course there is.
I don't know.
That.
Maybe it's just for people who feel like they want to have another account to put money in and then, like, not touch it. You know how, like, if you want to save cash, you could put cash in an envelope and then say, okay, that's my savings envelope. I'm not going to touch that. Maybe that's what some people are using.
You might as well. It's going to give you close to the same amount of interest.
So, anyway, the war on drugs has been going on for four-plus decades, and according to Tess Borden of Human Rights Watch in an interview, she says, rates of drug use are not down. Drug dependency has not stopped. Every 25 seconds, we're arresting someone for drug use. And so if indeed the war on drugs was supposed to stop drugs or stop people from using drugs or decrease the amount of people using drugs, it has failed.
It would have been successful already. Right. I mean, what has to happen for the drug war to be successful? Drug war proponents,
Rodrigo Duterte would tell you a death penalty for users.
I think that you might see a drop in drug use if you start shooting people who do it. Mm-hmm. I think that what it will do to your nation is, in the process, is even more destructive than the drugs could ever possibly be. Remember, the drugs are bad, but the war on drugs is worse. And that's what it seems to come down to over and over and over again.
According to the story here, federal figures on drug arrests and drug use over the past three decades tell the story. Drug possession arrests skyrocketed from fewer than 200 arrests from every 100,000 people in 1979 to more than 500 in the mid-2000s. The drug possession rate has fallen slightly, according to the FBI, hovering near 400 arrests per 100,000 people. So it's fallen slightly since the mid-2000s. So still, hundreds of thousands of people are being arrested.
Well, let's not forget that you can't arrest drug. Since the mid-90s, you couldn't arrest people for marijuana possession, basically, in California mm-hmm. with a medical card. And since the, I don't know how long it's
been. And California's high population, so it would affect that.
Yeah, there's been marijuana decriminalization movements throughout the United States since the mid-90s, and so that's going to affect your numbers. If you can't arrest, right, the people in Washington State, the police in Washington State can't arrest people for marijuana possession anymore, so therefore
right.
those numbers are going to be excluded from these numbers. It's going to look like
right if they factored out yeah, right, so what you're saying is if they factored out the places where drugs or specifically cannabis has been decriminalized or legalized and only looked at the states where prohibition continues, you might see those numbers back closer towards 500 per 100,000. But regardless, they're still cracking down on this stuff, and more people continue to use them. Defenders of harsh penalties for drug possession say they're necessary to deter people from using drugs and protect public health. But despite the tough-on-crime push that led to the surge in arrests in recent decades, illicit drug use today is more common among Americans age 12 and older than it was even in the early 1980s. Federal figures show no correlation between drug possession arrests and rates of drug use at that time. But the ACLU and Human Rights Watch report shows that arrests for drug possession continue to make up a significant chunk of modern-day police work. And this is the real shocker, I think, for some people. Around the country, according to the report, police make more arrests for drug possession than for any other crime.
Police make more arrests for drug possession than any other crime.
More than one out of every nine arrests by state law enforcement is for drug possession, amounting to more than 1.25 million arrests each year. In fact, police make more arrests for just marijuana possession alone than for all violent crimes combined.
Police make more arrests for marijuana possession than all violent crimes combined.
Right.
Now, Mr. and Mrs. America, please tell me why Free Talk Live is so nuts for saying the police should be enforcing crimes with a victim. You would have a significantly smaller police force that would be specialized in the areas of, I don't know, finding burglars, returning your stuff, finding murderers, rapists, arsonists, these kind of things, rather than a group of people whose specialty is arresting people. people with a prohibited substance.
Right. And think about the tremendous amount of resources and time that is being poured into these arrests. I mean, for every arrest, there's got to be a trial, or at the very least, you know, some sort of court hearing, ultimately likely a plea deal or whatever. But there's a tremendous amount of time just beyond the police officers themselves involved in all of these prosecutions. You can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE and join us on Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of our revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Talk Live, dial in, toll free, join us here, bring up anything you want. We're talking about the insanity of the war on drugs, where, according to a recent report by the ACLU and Human Rights Watch, apparently marijuana arrests, just marijuana alone, possession, not even dealing, nothing else, just marijuana possession. Police make more arrests for marijuana possession alone than for all violent crimes combined in the United States. We'll continue with this story, and you can join us here at 855-450-FREE. By the way, Freedoms Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, check out freedomsphoenix.com. They've got it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. As we continue here, Ian and Mark in the studio tonight. Disturbing news, but shouldn't really be too surprising for people who've been paying close attention to the war on drugs. But I think a lot of people don't pay close attention to this stuff. You know, if they're not a drug user, they're probably not paying attention at all. Even if they are drug users, they're likely not paying attention because, you know, just the average person doesn't pay attention to the news. They don't know what these statistics are. They don't realize how constant the presence of the war on drugs is in people's lives.
So it was shocking to me to hear that there are more. I think we've actually said it before on air, but it's a shocking number.
I've never heard this before.
Okay, that there are more marijuana arrests in the United States than there are all violent crimes combined.
We've reported the raw numbers before, and they have been shocking. Like, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. I think like 700,000 or 800,000 people arrested. I think several years ago was the last time we saw those numbers per year for marijuana alone.
But so. I bet that people who want to dismiss this number would say something like, well, yeah, they may be arrested for marijuana use, but it's not like they're sitting in jail or anything.
Well, according to the story here, there are at any given moment over 130,000 people, 137,000 people sitting behind bars on simple drug possession charges. Now, again, that includes all drugs, but there's no victim to these crimes. You could argue at best that these people are victimizing themselves. And don't tell me for a moment that they're victimizing society by getting high, because then you might as well just accuse everybody who drinks of victimizing society as well. And, you know, if you want to continue prohibition on these other drugs, then you should start calling for prohibition on alcohol as well, because you need to be consistent. Alcohol is the most dangerous drug, and that's according to Professor David Nutt, who is the former chief advisor to the British government.
I thought he put it below heroin.
No. Okay. Actually, I used the chart today in a post over at freekeen.com about Kyle Tasker's, the cop that busted the state representative, Kyle Tasker, out here. That cop has now been busted for DUI. And so I actually used that chart where it shows that alcohol is the most dangerous drug. And again, they're combining danger to the individual and danger to society to get that total, the numbers that you see there.
Right.
So they break it down. But heroin was number two to that. And I believe crack cocaine, a very close third to heroin. So
is crack cocaine still a thing?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. It's not like it was in the 1980s, but it's still a thing.
Crack cocaine is one of those things that drug warriors will hold up as a victory.
It's actually a failure of the war on drugs. And the reason for that is because the reason crack cocaine came about is because of a crackdown by the police on cocaine. And so the dealers, the industrious vendors and chemists or whatever, figured out a way to create a freebase version of cocaine, which means you can smoke it. And essentially that's what crack is. It's a more concentrated form of cocaine. You can move crack in a larger amount of, or, you know, in the same amount of crack cocaine, you can get more people higher, I guess you could say. It's the equivalent of hard liquor for alcohol.
Yeah, I would imagine that that freebasing is probably more effective than crack, but crack's more transportable or something like that.
You said that wrong. Crack is a freebase version of cocaine.
Yes, but there is a form of using cocaine called freebasing. That's what
where you're
Richard
boiling
Pryor's
it or whatever.
Face on fire.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And so that exists.
Okay.
And I don't know, like, you know, probably the war on drugs made it so that there needed to be an easier way to smoke cocaine.
Mm.
I don't really know how that what the claims are, but people will say that, look, crack existed, And the war
not until
drugs,
the war on drugs.
And the war on drugs existed, and crack diminished over time. The war on drugs went on and was working on other drugs. Just give us some time. That's the notion, right?
The crack cocaine was created because of the war on
drugs. Yeah, well, you know, so what? It stopped it is going to be that claim. Well, that's what. Well, it's largely stopped it. The percentage use in the United States is probably down by over 80%.
I don't know. I wouldn't speculate
you
on that.
You would claim, well, look, Ian, if you'll just give me a second, okay. I'll tell you what happened. Heroin use, when crack use was heroin, when crack use was large, heroin use was small. The fact that one drug went out of vogue and one drug came into vogue does not mean that that the war on drugs has been
won.
Successful at anything. And that's really sort of a better argument than nuh-uh, you know, knee-jerk nuh-uhs.
Right.
So, you know, the crack use is down.
Let's go to E-Rod. He's in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, E-Rod. That said, Mark, I was in jail with a guy who was a crack smoker. I mean, so they're not uncommon these days. Go ahead, E-Rod.
Hey, you guys are talking about the war on drugs, but
yes.
You know what? I think there may be still a war on alcohol. You know, this afternoon, coming back from work, I had to go out of my way. So I stopped inside this little sports bar and you know, just wanted to have a drink. So I'm at the bar. There's nobody in there. It's a fairly new place. And so I'm talking to the guy, the bartender, and we're just, you know, kind of shooting the crap. And so, I'm asking him, well, how's business? And, you know, and he's telling me, well, you know, it's okay. You know, some of the pretty girls that used to have inside there, I've been there before, kind of come and go. Anyway, so what he told me is that some of the girls, they come in there all eager to work, and then they have to go out. And now get this now. This is something that I did not know. Here in Georgia where I live, in the county that I live, they actually have to go and get a license to serve. And I'm saying, and I told the guy, what? Are you kidding me? A license to serve? What is that all about? Well, we serve alcohol here. And I said, well, your business has to pay the alcohol fees and licenses.
Mm-hmm.
But no, but they have to charge these girls $30 just to serve drinks. Now, keep in mind, all they're doing is going to the counter.
Yep.
Put food on a plate, go to the bar, put a drink on the plate, and take it to, you know, somebody sitting down at the table somewhere, but it's $30.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. And then I got to thinking about, well, you know, a good friend of mine who has a restaurant out here, she had a restaurant, and this was back in 08 when the economy really started to tank, and she pretty much, she had to go out of business, but she was telling me that, you know, she, you know, couldn't pay her son was working for her. She couldn't pay her son that week or that month or whatever because of, you know, she had to pay for the liquor license, which was, you know, for her.
And how often was this $30 fee?
Pardon me?
How often was this $30 fee?
How often? Every year. You got to pay $30.
Hold on, E-Rod. We'll bring it back here more on the war on drugs. And I'll see if I can find some numbers on crack cocaine. You got me curious, Mark. Now I want to see what the numbers are. It's Free Talk Live.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free, bring up whatever you want here. The number is 855-450-FREE, that we're talking about the insane war on drugs, ridiculous numbers coming out of the ACLU showing that, and I think a lot of people are going to be shocked by this, but that police in the United States make more arrests for marijuana possession alone than for all violent crimes combined. We'll go back to your calls and your thoughts here in moments. Also want to let you know about our audio on demand listen lines available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can listen to not only Free Talk Live, but a bunch of great shows from LRN.FM. They're on there for you. Plus, you can listen to the LRN.FM live feed, and you can even leave us feedback via a voicemail system. So when you're listening on this listen line, you can just hit the zero button on your phone, and you'll be able to leave a voicemail, which we'll get in our email boxes, and we might just play on the air. So here's the number you need. Keep in mind, this is long distance, and apparently I said it was in Idaho before. Apparently it's actually in Iowa. But anyway, sorry about that. So the number is 641-793-9660, 641-793-9660. Just punch that into your phone, and then anytime you want to, you can call and listen to the latest episode of Free Talk Live. It's a great way to save data, meaning that if you've got limited amounts of data on your smartphone plan, this is a way to listen without spending any of that data. All you have to do is spend minutes, and most of you probably have unlimited long distance and unlimited minutes, so really you got nothing to worry about. If you do pay for long distance, you probably don't want to call this number. So keep that in mind. If you pay for long distance, this will cost you 641-793-9660, but I suspect probably like 1% of our listeners actually pay for long distance these days. I would be curious to know, like, how many people actually don't have unlimited long distance on their phones. Maybe it's more than I think. 641-793-9660.
I think it's very few, would be my guess.
Back to E-Rod. He's in Georgia. He was telling us about a licensing fee for servers of alcohol. So if you're working at a restaurant or a bar or something like that, and I presume this is in Georgia that you're talking about, E-Rod?
Yes, exactly, yeah.
And, it's, you know, $30 a year per server.
Per server. And you know, some people might think, well, $30, no big deal. But you start multiplying that by all the different servers and, you know, from restaurants and, you know, in this particular county. And I don't know if it's in other counties, but in this county, you know, and it starts to add up. And even when you look at it, the fees just for licensing for serving alcohol, if you're a restaurant or a bar, you know, and I started to think, well, what is the real reason behind that? I mean, it's not as though they come in and say, well, you know, every year you got to pay $2,000 minimum, and we have to make sure that you know how to, you know, make a shaken martini, you know, as opposed to one that's stirred. But it all comes down to,
they don't do that.
Just like, you know, just give me your money or I bust up your shop.
That's really what it does come down to.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I'm beginning to believe that these counties actually hire people who can, you know, come up with these creative ways just to extract money from their resources, their human resources. We just want your money. There's no particular reason. Because we're the law. We can do what we want. If you don't like it, we'll send the goon squad out and we'll shut you down. It's just ridiculous. So
$30,
I know the war on drugs is horrible, but, you know, in a sense, the war on alcohol is, I don't know, in a sense, maybe it's still going on, too. So
Prohibition has changed forms over the years. It's certainly not as bad as it once was, but
no,
in a lot of places,
not.
In some places, it's still illegal. I mean, down south, there are a lot of dry counties. So, you know, you can't even buy alcohol in some places in the south. And you know, to go back to the license, though, I'm just going to try to imagine the statist excuse for this. Like, why do we need to have the servers licensed? Well, maybe there's some sort of test or something. Is there a test, you know? Like, do they have to actually...
Well, they have to make sure when that plate is above their head, they're going to monitor them to make sure that they don't spill that beer, you know. So
that's not the test.
Tested, so they got to make sure no beer spilling. I mean, it's just...
What I was going to say was there's probably some sort of either propaganda that they're hit with or a test that they have to take in order to get the license that's like, if the person looks under the age of 45, do you have to card them? You know, that kind of thing, like trying to inculcate them with whatever the compliance rules are about alcohol in that state. That's just my guess. Like, if you were to ask, you know, the state bureaucrats to justify this, well, we need to train these people, and the training costs money, so we need to get money in for the training course, and, you know, then the
exactly.
Fee.
I would, you know, and honestly, I would really like to hear what is their justification, because they know in their heart there is none. The only thing is that, you know what, we want your money, and we're going to figure out a way how to extract more cash out of you for absolutely no logical reason.
E-Rod, thanks for the great call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I'd say he's spot on.
I'd say that the reason that they have things like alcohol licenses is the same reason they have driver's licenses. That's the sort of the justification.
You're talking about server's licenses or
I'm talking about
like a liquor permit.
A liquor permit, that kind of thing. But, I mean, there's beer and wine permits, too.
How is that in any way related to driver's licenses? I want to hear this one.
If you know, for instance, there are some rules to serving alcohol, right? Like, you can't serve alcohol to anyone under the age of 21, although they do that in Europe all the time, and somehow they're not falling apart.
Yep.
And your bartender can't be drinking on the job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few other rules, and I don't know them all. But the idea is that they can, if they distribute a license, then they can pull the license if your employees violate the license. So it helps to make the employer responsible for the employees to the state, if that makes sense.
I follow you.
So I think that's the reason that they do such a thing. But let's not forget that these liquor licenses can cost, depending on where you are, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree that that's the motivation. I think that the motivation is to restrict the marketplace and to make sure the state has as much control over liquor as possible.
Well,
not to mention
the state doesn't
as
care
much
about
money.
The state doesn't care about a restricted marketplace. Competing bars care about a restricted marketplace.
Right, but usually
so
with regulations,
organizations that are on the restaurant board in town
right.
or whatever, those are the ones that truly restrict the amount of licenses.
Well, right, and that's who the state's working for. They're working for the people who are, you know, paying
connected.
Them, the
yeah.
people who are, you know, who long-time license holders, especially in states like, let's say, New Jersey or New York, where the number of licenses is restricted. Okay, so this is an important distinction, Mark, where you've got, you know, X amount of licenses available statewide. That's it. If you want a license, if you want to go ahead and open up your bar or whatever, you want to get a license, well, sorry. We've determined that there are enough for your city, that there are enough licensees in that city. If you want to get a license, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to buy an existing bar. You're going to have to go in there and get an existing license from somebody who already holds it. They do this. I was talking with somebody. I think they do this in New Jersey, and I suspect they also do it in New York. I don't know how many states have this.
They do it in Manatee
scheme.
County, dude.
Do they?
Yes.
There's
they
a limited
it.
Number of licenses?
They do it in Sarasota. There's a limited number of licenses, yeah.
Because in some places they could allow an unlimited number and just
collect
even more money. And if you think about it, if the state's really interested in money, that's what they would do. If they
I'm
wanted
not sure
the
that
maximum.
That's true. So, you know, that's not necessarily true. If you want to make the most amount of money, restricting the supply may very well be the way to do that, especially if you have to have liquor commissioners or what, liquor dicks, the cops. The cops that go around and make sure that, you know, that everything's going just right. Well, you can have fewer liquor cops for fewer bars, if that makes sense. So your costs would go down. But no, restricting a market can definitely drive up price.
But if you can, but if you're the state, you can set whatever arbitrary price. We're not talking about a market. We're talking about the state imposing a license fee. If the state says it's $1,000 a year to have a liquor license, they can charge whatever it is that they want to for that. So it doesn't matter whether they restrict it or not. The restriction comes into play to benefit the existing license holders.
You're right.
It doesn't do anything else besides that. The toll free number 855-450-FREE. More about the war on drugs, and that's coming up. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Toll-free number here. Also, Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5928. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5928. That's 1-800-959-5928. 1-800-959-5928.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial in here, bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. According to a recent report by the ACLU, there are tremendous amounts of marijuana arrests in the United States. More, in fact, for just possession of marijuana than all violent crimes combined. Yes, that's right. It really is that bad. We'll continue with some of the statistics here from the ACLU and Human Rights Watch. And your calls and thoughts are also welcome. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming an amplifier today. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you appreciate the work that we're doing here, talking about liberty, talking about freedom on a nightly basis on actual radio stations, then $5 a month is all that we request. You get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, and more, like the AMP-only podcast. Go and get all the details and get signed up using any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, or MasterCard right there on the site, as well as Bitcoin. So if you want to AMP via Bitcoin, you can do that. You get all the perks for $5 a month. You join the club. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference for us when you do that. That's A-M-P, amp.freetalklive.com. To the phones and the fun. Jerry's in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, thanks, guys, for having me on. I was just calling about the liquor license thing.
Yes, sir.
And just letting you know what it was like here in Oregon. I used to was a bar back at a casino for a while. And the establishments here have to get a license for themselves, and then each individual has to get a license for themselves. So the restaurants here have to pay for their license, and then the individual has to pay for their own license.
What's it cost there for a server or bartender to get a license?
I think, can't quite remember. I think it was about $35 to $50, I believe.
Per year?
And you have to... No, it's lasts for about 5 years.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Because Erod down in Georgia says it's $30 a year But either way, it's still an extraction on these poor servers. A lot of servers aren't exactly the wealthiest people in the world. I mean, $30 you know, could mean the difference between paying the rent 1 month or not. Or,
I think,
you know, getting a toy for the kid at Christmas time.
This has to be simply the state trying to get money, basically licensed and therefore trying to get money out of another you know, career.
That's totally what this is.
I mean, you know, the idea that the state is going to do or say or research anything for $35 to find out whether or not the person would be, has the moral stalwartness to serve a mixed drink is ridiculous. I mean, I can't imagine that anybody out there that isn't already taken care of by the criminal justice system is somehow being excluded from being a server. So this is just a $35 tax for being
a
waiter.
Well, I just will have another comment. The class that you have to take is about an 8-hour or maybe an hour long class that you take online. And they just teach you, like, look for people that are intoxicated and stuff like that, you know, not to serve them because the establishment or you could be liable if they leave the establishment and hurt someone.
Right. Yep, it's absolutely
that's
insane.
What it is. It's a justification for that and a payment for that class.
Jerry, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Before we go on with the calls, related story, I was in Walmart the other day and was purchasing some wine at Walmart. And I went through a line with a young person who was the cashier, and he informed me that because he's under the age of 18, he cannot ring up the wine. So he actually had to call over a manager so the manager could come over and swipe the wine across the little, you know,
barcode,
the
thing.
Barcode reader, the laser, and the manager then checked my ID. And walked away. But it took a while for the manager to get there. And this young guy was like, this is ridiculous.
I mean, inherent inefficiency.
Yeah, he says that you know, it always works out where all the alcohol people come to his line. Like one, as soon as one alcohol buyer comes, like five of them will come, he says. And it's just absolutely ridiculous. Now, I'm not clear as to whether or not that's a Walmart policy, just to kind of be super compliant to make sure that they're not crossing any state laws anywhere,
they
or if that's a New
source.
Hampshire state law. But
I believe so he's under the age of what?
Under 18, so he was probably 16
under
or 17.
18, yeah. So they have different colored T-shirts for one of different colored shirts for one of the grocery stores here in town to readily to be able to distinguish the age of the cashier.
Interesting.
Now,
I didn't know that.
I don't go to this one often enough. It is the one I believe you go to regularly, and it's not the one that I go to.
The Hannaford?
I go to Hannaford.
Okay.
Because it's the convenient on the way.
I've never
home.
Noticed different colored shirts.
This is
there.
At the Choppa.
Okay.
Yeah. So, they have a policy there, and it makes it supposedly easier for them to be in compliance with this rule.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, and it's clear that that rule exists only because of state enforcement. Now, whether it's New Hampshire that enforces that law, or if there's just other states and Walmart's just applied the policy nationwide, I don't know. But it's definitely some state liquor law that is requiring people under the age of 18 cannot check out. Can't even run across a scanner, a barcode scanner, an item at a checkout register. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, why don't they make it illegal for young people at home to touch the beer and wine of their parents? I mean, like, you know, hey, get me a beer. Sorry, Dad.
You mean that's not illegal? It probably is.
I don't know, but it's on its way.
Minor in possession. It'll probably hit you up with contributing to delinquency.
Yeah,
they'd probably hit you with that charge, too, if they found out about that. Let's continue here. Tom, listening in Baltimore, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
And you people thought you were free.
Not for long.
Mm-hmm. And I wanted to follow up on our conversation last night. You were right.
Sure.
New Hampshire did have a ruling, and you have to forgive me now. I'm an 80s cop. So the Freeman ruling in California occurred in the 80s.
We're talking about pornography, just to bring our listeners up to speed here. There was a Supreme Court ruling.
Right.
You had called last night to say that it was only California where it was legal to produce porn, but there was a Supreme Court ruling, as you're, I'm sure, about to tell us about, also in New Hampshire, that actually was based on the California one, correct?
Well, I believe they looked at that,
yeah.
And it was somewhat similar. The ruling, it was inflated in 2008, so I guess around 2007 or 2008 is when the case actually occurred. I retired in 2004, so I wouldn't have gotten updated training on that, but the Freeman case is pretty well known. And up until the New Hampshire ruling, California was the only safe place. So we thought.
Yep.
Now,
right.
In researching what you had told me last night, and this is why it's always good to double check. Now, I said it's always good to get a lawyer. By the way, always double check them, too, because they're not always looking out for your best interest.
And that's true.
Even if they are, they're not that good. You're always your best advocate. At any rate, I'm reading these rulings, and it's not so clear cut. You know, the conversation last night had to do with, can we skirt these prostitution laws by bringing the camera into play? However, both of these cases turned on the fact that the producer was not involved in the activity, and the actors were paid, and that was the primary reason that they were not able or didn't go any further into was there pleasure between the two actors. They simply stopped at they were paid for their acting performance.
I've seen a little porn in my life, and some of it looked pleasurable for some of the people.
So what you're saying is that had perhaps one of the actors been the producer, meaning they were the ones paying for the production of this porn for the purpose of having pleasure with the other, with the actress, or in this case, a prostitute, that might result in a different ruling.
Exactly, because that wasn't examined. In fact, the Freeman case, they charged him with pandering. So that, the higher court thought, was a stretch, and so they did not entertain that. In New Hampshire, they charged him, I believe, with prostitution because it's a little more broad. By the way, he was a court bailiff. I don't know if you guys get down to the Franklin District Court, but that's where Robert Thrault, who was a bailiff there, was asking young couples to meet him out back if they were interested in a job, and he told them that he'd like to film them. Now
it's a pretty good way to look for porn actors.
You're gonna meet a lot of young, desperate people at court.
You sure are.
That's for sure. Hey Tom, great call, man. Thanks for the update on that. I appreciate it because we talked to Tom at the very end of last night's show, so we weren't really able to explain the legality in New Hampshire. But yes, pornography is legal to produce in California and New Hampshire. Anywhere else, you're in a pretty questionable legal area. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Hour number two's on the way. More about the war on drugs coming up, and you can take control of the airwaves. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.